A 2009 survey by the World Health Organization on non-communicable diseases, or NCDs, and its risk factors shows that 20% of all Malawians consume alcohol. The study says 1 in 5 men and 1 in 50 women drink excessively. Overall, the survey shows that about 80% of all people, of all drinkers, consume too much. Health experts say alcohol abuse causes significant public health problems. Dr. Beatrice Mwangomba is the program officer for the NCDs and mental health in the Ministry of Health. She explains the effects of alcohol on individual drinkers.
The major non-communicable diseases are diabetes, hypertension or cardiovascular diseases in general, chronic respiratory diseases, as well as the cancers. For example, liver cancer and esophageal cancer. And there is evidence that alcohol does impact on three of these major non-communicable diseases.
The study also shows how alcohol use affects sexual behavior and the spread of sexually transmitted diseases and HIV/AIDS. Baswell Zakeu is the secretary for the Malawi Alcohol Policy Alliance, a grouping of NGOs lobbying for the adoption of anti-alcohol legislation. He says the proposed policy doesn't aim to ban alcohol but reduce its consumption.
For example, limitation of hours. The people propose that in the morning, probably up to some time in 2 p.m., people should be concentrating in driving what activities, not necessarily going to drinking places. And again, another area is the alcohol content. You understand that right now we have the liquor sachets, which very, very high alcohol content. Up to 43%. Are we thinking that probably the government should see to it that the alcohol content should be at least controlled?
Zakeu says the push for the policy started in 2007 at a meeting between the Minister of Health's officials and representatives from the National Alcohol Policy. But the process, he says, has been meeting stiff resistance from breweries.
They are saying that alcohol is an ordinary commodity. They are also saying that whatever the adverts are there from the alcohol industry are there only to guide the people, probably so that they have a better choice. And again, they are saying that for one to be in a modern world, one needs to consume alcohol. So what we are saying is that that is not true, because alcohol is poisonous.
The breweries also say the draft legislation lacks evidence-based information from within Malawi. They say that experiences presented were taken from outside the country, claims which Zakeu denies. Zakeu says despite the resistance, he hopes the policy will be adopted with the support from government authorities. Minister of Health, Professor David Mpande, had recently said the new policy will help restore economic prosperity to households and to the country as a whole. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre.